Sport on RT Radio 1 with the Kia EV6, Irish and European Car of the Year. For more, log on to kia.com.
27 minutes to eight, and Des Cahill is here with the sports
news.
Yeah,
and news of a record in the Champions League last night, because Mo Salah, a substitute, scored the fastest hat-trick in Champions League history as Liverpool hammered Rangers 7-1 at Ibrox to complete a double over the Glasgow side. Ironically, Scott Arfield had given Rangers the lead in 17 minutes and the atmosphere was up. They thought they were in with a big chance. It was 1-1 at half-time. Roberto Firmino header making it 1-1, but Rangers still thought they were very much in the game. But then Liverpool ran riot. They scored six times after the break. Firmino got a second. Mo Salah scored his hat-trick in 6 minutes and 12 seconds, while Nunez and Harvey Elliott scored the other Liverpool goals. A record defeat at Ibrox for Rangers, their worst loss in any game in European competition. And it means Liverpool, who need a boost, well, they're second in Group A now. They need just 1 point from their final two matches to be sure of a spot in the knockout stages. This is the reaction of Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp.
To be honest, I didn't see a lot of players tonight who didn't play really well. So Harvey played super, Fabio played top, both sixes from the beginning really there, centre-halves top. Everybody was spot on. So in a difficult game, it could have been much more difficult, we know that. And so that's why I'm really pleased.
Particularly because they took the lead and the crowd is in.
Yeah,
it's everything you probably didn't
massive.
Want.
Yeah, the difference in the atmosphere is massive when they score and when we score, obviously. So, but that was clear. But now we are not only since yesterday in that competition, so we know that in away games it's like this. We played in most difficult circumstances, and tonight could have been, how I said, much more difficult, but because we played football, and when we play football, when we play to our potential, then we are a pretty good football team, and that's what we showed tonight, at least in a few moments.
A rare moment of relaxation for Jurgen Klopp. Also in Group A, Napoli beat Ajax 4-2, so Napoli's 12-point haul in the group means they're guaranteed a top-two finish. They've scored 17 goals in 4 matches. In Group B, it finished Atletico Madrid 0, Bruges 0, Bayer Leverkusen 0, Porto 3. So Porto move into second in that group, 4 points behind Bruges. The Belgians have been the surprise package of this tournament and will advance to the next stage. The game of the night, though, was in Group C. Barcelona and Inter Milan played out an incredible 3-3 draw at the Nou Camp. Lewandowski scored his second for Barca to make it 3-3 deep in injury time. But it may not be enough. Barca will be out of the competition if Inter beat Pilsen in their next game. Last night, Pilsen lost 4-2 at home to Bayern Munich. In Group D, Tottenham Hotspur beat Eintracht Frankfurt 3-2, while Marseille won 2-0 at Sporting Lisbon. Heung-min Song scored 2 for Spurs. Harry Kane scored a penalty and missed a second in stoppage time. But Spurs topped the group. They're a point ahead of Marseille. Napoli, though, go through to the last 16, along with Real Madrid, Bruges, Bayern Munich and Manchester City, definitely through to that round in February, even though there are 2 group matches left. Now, there's also a very busy programme of Europa League and Conference League games tonight. The home focus is on Shamrock Rovers' game with Molde in Tala. In rugby, big story in England, another club in huge financial trouble. Their domestic competition in meltdown, really. Wasps have followed Worcester by being suspended from the Premiership amidst their financial crisis. They're 4 times Premiership champions, Wasps, and they also face a likely move into administration. They'd already withdrawn from Saturday's scheduled league fixture against Exeter at Sandy Park. In cycling, Ireland narrowly missed out on qualification for the first round of the women's team pursuit at the Track World Championships in Paris. And in racing, we have 2 meetings this afternoon at the Curragh and Tramore.